That sound, recorded in the Ojolegbe area of Lagos Metropolis, represents a typical noisy environment, which is peculiar to most urban centers. From Ketu to Ojota, Orede to Mai 12, Obalene to Mai 2, via Oshodi, the entire place boils over with noise, especially around the market and major bus terminals. But what actually constitutes noise and what are its sources? The General Manager, Lagos State Environmental Protection Agency, LASEPA, Mr. Adebola Shabi, defines noise as usually a high volume of sound which the people do not want. Mr. Shabi says that in Lagos State, noise has been categorized according to the area and time of the day.
During the day, in residential areas, it is 55 decibels, and at night, it is 45 decibels. In industrial areas, it is 90 decibels during the day and 80 decibels at night. Mixed area that you have commercial and residential. During the day, 85 decibels and 55 decibels at night. When your noise or your sound exceeds this limit, it now becomes noise pollution. We have the neighbor noise pollution and we have the neighborhood noise pollution. The neighbor noise pollution is the one that you infringe on your immediate neighbor. Mr. A is using his music to disturb the next room. The neighborhood noise pollution is the one that affects the whole community, which is the one we have been tackling. There are different sources of this noise pollution. It can be from religious houses, clubhouses, hotels, destruction or construction sites, airplanes, and also all these drug sellers that use a mega or microphone to sell their products.
Noise has been identified as a leading cause of diseases such as hearing impairment, hypertension, heart disease, sleep disorder, as well as changes in the immune system and birth defects. Religious houses, especially churches and mosques, which mount their loudspeakers to face the street, create a major menace as they contribute immensely to the noise pollution in the state. The situation gets worse when there is no public power supply, especially in the single-room buildings that accommodate over 10 households, where each family will turn on its generator, thereby turning the area into a noisy community. While some Lagos residents say that it is increasingly becoming difficult to cope with the high volume of noise in parts of the metropolis, others say they are now getting used to it.
I'm complaining about this noise where they happen for this Yanaba road. If you did it, to make call, no problem. If you did make call, you know, go yeah, because noise is too much.
My landlord gave an instruction that all tenants should put their generator at the back of the house, and that is directly where my flat is. And they all on their generator at the same time. And the thing is, it's even causing headache on me. Sometimes I complain, my husband will say, keep quiet.
Many times I say, okay, let me give myself a rest. But once this music started like this, it gave me serious headache. I'm saying I will not get myself.
Honestly, it makes me go mad. Can you imagine one will come back to her house to sleep? You will not have a minute rest.
What are the relevant authorities doing to check noise pollution in Lagos? The LASEPA boss, Mr. Adebola Shabi, says that in the last 5 years, the agency has been sanctioning groups and institutions that fail to comply with the noise standards, pointing out that an errand church has remained closed for over 5 months now.
The level of compliance has increased compared to what we have today, because we've been sanctioning various clubhouses, religious houses. We shut them down. For us to reopen, there must be an undertaking.
The agency has also warned religious institutions to stop mounting their loudspeakers outside, as well as to ensure that they worship in buildings with closable doors to curtail the level of noise they send into the streets. According to a Muslim cleric, Alhaji Hassan Toko, it is wrong for anyone to disturb people in the neighborhood in the name of religion, especially in view of the dangers involved.
We as a people find it difficult to adapt to changes. Researches have shown that there are negative impacts of noise pollution. Just as you have right of worship, so also some people have the right of resting very well.
For Pastor Bola Nuga, in recent times, some churches have been trying to control noise by keeping their microphones inside the buildings and discouraging their members from worshipping in open places.
In time past, most churches put horn speakers in front of their churches. But presently, a lot of churches put speakers inside their churches, except when you go to hinterlands.
In a bid to find a lasting solution to noise pollution, the LASEPA has been collaborating with traditional heads in parts of the metropolis to sensitize the people on why they should abide by stipulated guidelines. Some residents hope that more vigor will be put in the campaign against noise pollution to make the state safe for living in the face of population surge. In Lagos, Innocent Ono for Radio Nigeria.